Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. We read this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, and today we will be looking at two examples of things that God has done that the world might look at as foolish. But in reality, it shows that the wisdom of God, or the foolishness of God, is wiser than the wisdom of man. Now, the word foolishness in this passage translates to the Greek word moros, which means stupid or absurd. Now, what Paul is saying here is not that God is foolish or that he makes foolish decisions. Instead, he is saying to man, there are many things that God has done that seem foolish. And so as we begin to study this concept, let us begin by going to our first example, and that is with Naaman's leprosy in 2 Kings 5. So turn your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10. Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. Now, to give some background, this Jordan River was not at all a clean river in Israel. It wasn't something you'd want to just take a bath in. So in verse 11, Naaman became furious. He went away and said to himself, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me, stand, call the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the place, and heal the leprosy. You see, in Naaman's mind, he had this whole plan laid out of how he believed Elisha should cleanse him of his leprosy in some miraculous way. And so when Naaman is told to wash in this disgusting Jordan River, he is completely outraged. Elisha's command seemed illogical to him because Naaman knew there were much cleaner waters in Israel. In verse 13, his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet would have told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then if he tells you to wash and be clean? What the servants tell Naaman is exactly the purpose of this lesson. As Christians, when God tells us to do something in his word, we need to follow it, no matter if it is wise to us or if we think we know better. Currently, we live in a country where we think we know what's best. You know, we live in America where people are the smartest and brightest. But in reality, God's ways are wiser than our ways. You know, Naaman believed he was right, but the truth of the matter was that God's way was wiser than his way. I mean, think about this with me. If God wanted to, God could have healed Naaman in some miraculous and spectacular way. But instead, God showed Naaman, through Naaman's obedience and healing, that no matter how foolish it may seem to us, God's way is still the way that we should follow. Next, let's go to our second example about the foolishness of God. We'll be going to Genesis chapter 6 and 7 with Noah and the flood. In verses 1 through 7, God saw the wickedness of man, and he decides to destroy every living thing on the earth. But in verse 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord tells Noah to build an ark so that he and his family might survive. Now, if you turn to Hebrews 11, verse 7, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. There had never been rain on the earth before, or a worldwide flood for that matter. So imagine the people on this earth, maybe those who lived around Noah, mocking him for believing it would flood. I mean, what if I came and told you that tomorrow the oceans will spew up water, sort of like upside down rain? I mean, you'd look at me and think I was either joking or crazy, because that's never happened here, and as humans we'd find it scientifically impossible. So imagine how Noah felt. It has never rained before. Why should it rain now? The world has never seen a worldwide flood. Would God seriously flood this entire earth? But instead of leaning on his own wisdom, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his own household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. God commanded Noah about something those men on earth would have presumed as complete foolishness. But in reality, it was truly wiser than the wisdom of man. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18 through 21, Paul writes, "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For it is written, 'For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. He catches the wise in their own craftiness, and again the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men.'" As Christians, we need to realize that we should never rely solely on our own wisdom. We need to focus on that wisdom that God gives us in His Word, because notice with me, in reality, God's ways are wise. He is not foolish. Instead, even the highest level of scientific knowledge that we as humans have on this earth is mere foolishness in comparison to the wisdom of God. As Christians, we need to obey all that God says, because His ways are truly wiser than ours. And we've seen that in 2 Kings chapter 5 with Naaman's leprosy, and in Genesis 6 and 7 with Noah and the flood. Both accounts show that we need to follow God's will no matter what we believe. As Christians, let's be the servants that we ought to be, to follow God's will first and foremost in our lives, because to be a servant is truly wise, and that is what God commands of us. In 1 Peter 3, verse 18 through 21, "Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." You know, there is one more event, or there's another event, that the world views as complete foolishness, and that is Jesus' death on the cross. You know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, so that you may come, repent, confess His name, and be baptized to live in a faithful life in service to Him. There are many people who tell you that becoming a Christian is foolish, that you are stupid for believing in this man who somehow died for some pointless cause. But as Christians, we know that truly this message of the cross, that hope of salvation, that invitation to come to Jesus, is the power of God. So the question I have for you tonight is, are you in a safe condition? Have you followed that plan of salvation? Have you been baptized into Jesus Christ? Or is there someone who was in a safe condition, who has fallen from grace, who wants to come back home? Maybe there's just someone who is struggling to put God's wisdom first in your lives and to wholly lean on His will. If there is any need tonight, then we are here to pray with you and for you. Please do not let your pride or your own wisdom stand between you and your God. If there is any need, then I ask you to please come as we stand, as we sing.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.